Okay, so in the middle of this week's parasha in Baaloscha, so the Torah discusses the inyan of the chatzotzrot, of the trumpets that were blown at different points in the midbar, and in Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, so the Pasuk says that one of the times that they would blow it is V'yom simchaschem uv'moadeichem uv'roshei chadsheichem uskatem v'chatzotzrot aloloseichem v'alzevchei shalmeichem, etc., that you would blow it v'yom simchaschem uv'moadeichem. So the halachic machlokes erupts over those words of V'yom simchaschem based on a girsa issue in the Midrashei Halacha. So if you look in the Midrashei Halacha, if you look in the Sifrei, so if you look in the standard texts of the Sifrei, these texts will say that Simchas Chem comes to include Yom HaShabbos, comes to include Shabbos, which also is a mitzvah of Simcha. Normally we associate the mitzvah of Simcha with Yom Tov, but the Sifrei says no, Simcha also applies to Shabbos. However, if you look in the Girsa of the Gra, or you look in the better manuscripts of the other Midrashei Halacha on the Sifrei Zuta, for example, you won't find it. You'll find it Uviyom Zeyom HaShabbos Simcha Schem Zemoados Zeyomim Tovim, because there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. There only is on Yom Tov. So a machlokes ensues amongst the Mefarshim, starting the period of the Gaonim all the way through the Achronim. To what extent do we halachically say that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos like we have on Yom Tov? So again, we know that there's mitzvah of Simcha on Yom Tov. That's already in the Pasuk in the context of Sukkot. And the simple pshat is there isn't such a mitzvah by Shabbos. However, there are indications, in addition to this possible girsa in the Sifrei, that there are, for example, the Ba'ag. It is minyan mitzvah, in mitzvah memzayin. He writes that the mitzvah is usimcha sashabbos, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, and he counts that as one of the mitzvos. There's other evidence. For example, the Sefer HaManhig writes that the minhag in Svarad and in Sarfat, as he quotes it, was not to say Tachon, not just on Shabbos. We know we don't say it on Shabbos, but that doesn't necessarily say that it's Yom Simcha. We don't say it on days that have any Shemets of Simcha. But he said the minhag in, so at least he regards Eminag in Sarfat and Svarad, that you wouldn't even say Tachanun all day on Friday, including in the morning, because it was anticipating already a day that had Simcha. The Arizal had the minhag that, unlike the minhag Ashkenaz, but in his tefillah, he would say Yismichu b'malchuscha in all tefillos on Shabbos, because it was a Yom Simcha, so at every davening you're supposed to mention this idea of Simcha. And we can go through different examples in the poskim where they suggest that perhaps there is a mitzvah of Simcha even on Shabbos. However, majority of poskim think that this is not the case. The Gaonim, for example, starting already with the She'iltos, write that we know that the halacha is that Avelus is 7 days long. If Yom Tov comes in the middle, it breaks it up. If Shabbos comes in the middle, it does not break it up. And the Gaonim say the reason that Shabbos doesn't break it up is because there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. In order to destroy Avelus, you need not just a mitzvah of Oneg, enjoyment, but you need a positive mitzvah of Simcha, and that we don't have. Also, we know our minhag, going back to the Ari, the minhag that we have is not to say Yismichu in all tefillah. We only say it in Musaf, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But in general, we do not mention Simcha at all tefillot, because the understanding is there isn't really a mitzvah of Simcha in the same way. The Maharil, in the end of Hilchos Yontif, writes that it is, while it is mutter to have a tainus chalom on Shabbos, right? If one has a bad dream to the point where it disturbs him so much that he needs to fast and do tshuva, he's allowed to fast even on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, you can't. And the Maharil says the reason is because Yom Tov has a mitzvah of Simcha, and Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha. So, on the one end, we have those poskim who say that perhaps there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. But on the other end, we have poskim who say that's not the case. Another example, which is brought halacha l'maisa, Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, Siman Tavkav Chavtes, Sif Aleph, writes that Big Day Shabbos should be nice, but Bigdei Yom Tov, the clothes you wear on Yom Tov, should be even nicer than the clothes you wear on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham there says the reason is because while Shabbos is a mitzvah of kavod and oneg, it doesn't have a mitzvah of simcha, and therefore Yom Tov has to be even more mechubad than Shabbos. However, despite this seeming dichotomy, it could be that we could bridge the gaps and explain that perhaps there's the answer lies somewhere in between. So to point in that direction, we just note that the Bahag, who we mentioned before, says that what the 47th mitzvah is mitzvah Simchas HaShabbos. He is one of the Gaonim who actually writes that the reason that Avelus is not interrupted by Shabbos because there's no mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. So some of the Mefarshim try to figure out why is it, right? Or the modern commentaries really who've noticed this era, they try to figure out why it is. So I saw an article by Rav Binyamin Tabori where he suggests perhaps the Bahag believes there's only mitzvah derabanan, and the Bahag Lishitaso counts derabanans in his minyan mitzvahs. I saw an article online, I don't even know who it was from, who suggested perhaps Shabbos has a mitzvah of simcha, but it's a lesser simcha than Shabbos. There's ma'at simcha and not kulo simcha. There's another possibility that's raised by some of the achronim, and they're responding to the minhag Ashkenaz to only say yismechu b'malchuscha in musaf, right? Because they say if it's true that the reason we don't have the minhag of the Arizal to say yismechu in all tefillos because there's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos, then why do you say it in musaf? So here, if you look, Rabbi Soloveitchik says this as well. Some of the other achronim, the Leif Avraham, quotes it in several of the other achronim. They suggest that maybe Shabbos does have a mitzvah of simcha, but it's not a mitzvah of simcha in the yom. There's a mitzvah of simcha in hakravas hamusaf. Right? The day itself doesn't have simcha, but the bringing of the unique korban does have an incoming mitzvah of simcha. And therefore, when you're saying musaf, which reflects that moment in Shabbos, well, the general mode on Shabbos is that there isn't simcha, there's just oneg. There's not formal simcha. When you mention the musaf, so then there is simcha. So there's some simcha, it's just not a yom of kulo simcha. And some of the achronim suggest that perhaps the answer is that there is simcha on Shabbos, but it's different than the simcha on Yom Tov. The simcha on Yom Tov is a simcha gashmi, that you're supposed to eat, you're supposed to enjoy physical pleasures, as opposed to Shabbos has a din of simcha, but it's a simcha of simcha ruchani, right, of ruchani, is a spiritual one, and therefore, while it has simcha, you can say yismichu b'malchuscha, there are elements of simcha, a lot of the hardcore halachic implications in simcha, you won't find, because for that, you need not just simcha of ruchani, you need simcha of gashmias, which is a more concrete type of simcha that has halachic implications. So that is just a brief summary of some of the issues that arises around this ambiguity in the Midrash on this pasuk of Yom Simchaschem in Baha'loscha.